Showing contempt is a sure way to kill a relationship. When couples fight in my office, drowning one another with contempt, they often don't know they're displaying contempt. They just think they're showing anger. Contempt is when you show the other you think they're really despicable, lower than low, a piece of dirt. What they have to say is ridiculous, and you really don't like them. When I point out how contemptuous they are, people tell me, but I'm just really, really angry, as though being outraged is justification for being contemptuous, but it's not. Contempt can be shown by nonverbal gestures, tone of voice, sarcasm, choice of words. The nonverbal gestures are hard to miss. The, oh sure, now you're telling me the truth look down one's nose with a brow furrowed, looking up or away rather than looking into the other's face, rolling the eyes, raising an eyebrow, throwing one's hands up in the air as if to say, oh, I can't believe this, and the ultimate, getting up in the midst of an argument and leaving. Tone of voice conveys a lot, especially disdain. Oh, I'm just so lucky you came home at all. Oh, yeah, I'm really in this for the long run. Doesn't matter how kind your words might be if they're delivered with a tone of, I don't believe a word you say right now, and I don't even like you. And then there are the sarcastic words or mean things one says. Really is a popular way of saying, you've got to be kidding me, right? Get a life, which means go find something to do so you get off my case. Mean things are quick ways of showing contempt. You're just like your mother. You're too stupid to know better. You'd be nothing without me. You're ridiculous. You need to go to anger management. You won't build trust by showing contempt, no matter how angry you become. No level of anger ever justifies showing contempt. Because your partner shows contempt to you does not give you a hall pass to show contempt to them. Besides all these good reasons to rise above contempt, it doesn't work. Making your partner feel you don't like them and you don't respect them is not likely to inspire them to work harder to win you over. If you truly do not like or respect your partner, you don't belong in relationship with them. Since you may not know what you do that is contemptuous, ask your partner. They'll know. Believe their feedback rather than arguing with them about it, and set about making yourself a better person. Don't play tit for tat and tell them just how contemptuous they are as well. Just take in the feedback. You can give them yours another time. Continue to stand up for yourself, trying to negotiate over your differences, but communicate without resorting to the dirty tactics of contempt. When you feel your anger ratcheting up to the level where you don't trust yourself to behave well, escape. End the conversation saying you have to cool down and think about what's been said. Chill for at least an hour and think through how you can say what you want to say without being disrespectful or sarcastic. If you find you get angry far too quickly, then start the discussion with a letter in which you've expressed yourself without contempt, sarcasm, or belittling. The single most powerful predictor of divorce is contempt between partners. Watch yourself. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.